Huh, remarked a Middleton rooter. Looks as if old Georgeberg meant to hold the score down this half. A boy beside him grinned. Sure, he added, they're supposed to go to scout camp after it's over, and I guess they think the doors will be locked on them if they get a bad licking. The Middleton team, clad in white jerseys, came forth with great noise and confidence. Homer Gregg, the right guard, grinned as he took his place beside Rodney. You'll need lots of pep in this half. We're going to run away from you. Rodney slid his right foot back, signaling that he would go in for the ball. He kept his eyes fixed on the referee. Ready, Middleton? Art Baker nodded. Ready, Georgeberg? We are ready, said Rodney. The referee tossed the ball up and blew his whistle. The two centers leaped into the air, and for the first time Stearns got the jump on his opponent. Rodney secured the ball, and slipping by his guard, whirled and sent it flying toward O'Connor, who had crossed to the left of the floor. He picked it out of the air, took a step that carried him free from the charge of little Johnny Martinelli, and with a forward push of his right hand, shot it into the basket. A burst of cheers went up from the group of Georgeberg supporters. It was a pretty play from signals, a pretty pass, a pretty shot. Come on now, everybody, cried Rodney as they lined up again. He slid his left foot back, and when the whistle sounded, he raced across the court. Again, Stearns got the jump. O'Connor secured the ball and whirled to pass it to Rodney. But Rodney was covered by both guards. O'Connor dribbled the ball toward the basket, and then, as Baker crashed into him, passed it to Stearns. Gregg, coming forward, was on the center in a flash, but Rodney was free now, and taking the ball on a short pass, he scored from almost under the basket.